Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is by God's call. Day 214. He will do it. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24. Let that land for just a moment. He who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it. Paul is not writing to people who have everything figured out. He is writing to tired people, to people who wake up in the morning carrying doubts about themselves, about the road ahead, about whether any of it still holds. And to those people, to you, he says he is faithful. Not that God chose to be faithful today because you did something right. Faithfulness is not a quality he puts on display when we earn it. It is what he is. Before you opened your eyes this morning, before the first doubtful thought had a chance to reach you, he was already faithful. That does not change. And notice what Paul adds. He who called you. Because it is easy to forget that part. We act as though we made our way to God on our own, as though faith somehow originated in us. But Paul will not let us live in that illusion. God moved first. That calling did not arise in you. It arose in the heart of a father who saw you, who knew you, and who wanted you, who chose you. Sit with the weight of that, and that calling reaches us through the work of Jesus. On the cross, the price was paid. The separation was torn down. In the resurrection, the power was confirmed. Death did not get the final word. Christ is the guarantee that the calling is real, not a feeling that comes and goes, not a vague spiritual impression, real and permanent. And then Paul says, and I want you to hear this clearly, he will surely do it. Not, now it is your job to finish what God started. Not, the rest is on you. The same God who called you is the same God who will complete what he began in you. The ultimate responsibility does not rest in your hands. It rests in his. Maybe today you woke up feeling like you have failed too many times for any of this to still apply. To you, that the calling is still good for other people, but for you, it has passed. That you drifted too far, fell too many times, lost heart too often. But God's faithfulness does not audit your performance before it shows up. It holds you precisely when you can no longer hold yourself. Not in spite of you, out of love for you. So today, my friend, before breakfast, before you look at everything the day is asking of you, before you check your phone, before the weight of the week settles back onto your shoulders, do one thing. Say it out loud, not a whisper, with your voice. Lord, I trust that what you began in me, you will complete. Say it and rest in it. Carry that promise as your anchor through the rest of the day, not as a nice phrase, as the truth it is. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.